More than 50 years have passed since Bobby Seale co-founded the Black Panther Party. Today, he lectures in colleges about activism. You're listening to KNKX, and 88.5's Will James sat down with Seale before a recent lecture at the University of Washington, Tacoma.
When Bobby Seale talks about the legacy of the Black Panther Party, he doesn't talk about dramatic moments like the Chicago trial, where a judge had him bound and gagged in the courtroom as he faced charges of inciting a riot. Instead, he talks about the Panthers' free breakfast program for school children and the painstaking work of building a grassroots movement that he says paved the way for Black politicians to rise at a time when there were virtually none.
By the end of 1968, I had enough party members in chapters and branches that I could organize and they could build real political electoral campaigns.
Today, Seale is no fan of President Donald Trump, and he's particularly worried about climate change. He says the fundamentals of pushing a political agenda are the same as they were in the 60s. It comes down to getting your people in office.
They can talk all the stuff they want to. If we don't have true, dedicated, progressive politicians, we don't get nothing. Progressive politicians have to dominate these city council seats and county supervisorial seats.
Domination is one thing, but I ask him how he views Trump's supporters, people who might have a dim view of the Black Panther Party he helped create. Are they people he hopes to empathize with or opponents to be defeated? Seale doesn't hesitate.
We have to reach out to them. And we reach out to them by trying to educate them. And you're still going to run into brick walls and it's not going to be instant.
Patience. For this 80-year-old political activist who spent most of his life trying to make change, it's a necessity. Will James, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR One.